Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more, breathe in, breathe out. Never mind, it was time. Number 9, let my lies be line with a death wish. Right, didn't have no name on the guest list. Hold on, we're destined.
Welcome in to the show. We don't have anything to clean up from the previous show, so I don't have anything to give away. That won't be a consistent thing. Congratulations to Ricardo. He was our contestant for Beat the Warehouse Guy. Hopefully he wins, mostly because we need someone to win. Justin's 4-0 there, so none of that today. But we're in a new space, Sean. It's not been since, let's say, March 26th, where we didn't have an Astros game to talk about or an Astros game ahead of us. Season began on March 28th, and it ended on March 2nd. So we had the wrap-up yesterday, and there's no preview today. And I came in this morning, got everyone set up for the show, because John is still in L.A., L.A. Johnny, and Lance is in Alabama. And Lance had some connection issues because...
Bama Zerline?
Because why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he have a problem? And John asked me, did you watch the game yesterday? I was like, what game? The Thursday night game? He goes, no. The Brewers-Mets game. And I said, what are you talking about? I am not watching extra baseball a day after the Astros get eliminated. I don't know when I'm going to watch more baseball, but I'm not in it, right? I'm not into it right now. I'm not doing it. I'm one of those people who is like, if my team doesn't win, I got to take some time. The NFL is different because my team's been bad for my entire life. So I'm already built up the calluses, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Right there with
me. Yeah. So I can go watch another NFL game. Like, I'm fine.
I'm perfectly fine watching the week after the divisional round.
Yeah. Well, released recently, the wild card round. I'm perfectly fine watching NFL football after that. Hell, I'll watch the next game. Doesn't bother me. I'm used to losing. Basketball, I didn't watch the finals, really. I mean, I watched bits and pieces, but I wasn't locked in because I don't care about the Celtics or the Mavs unless I was just rooting for the Celtics to lose. But I'm not looking to watch Brewers-Mets. I'm trying to think when I'll care about a baseball game again. Will it be this postseason, or do I get to the first game of the Astros season in 2025 before I actually think I'm interested in baseball? I'm leaning towards the first game of 2025. Because, to be fair, for the 2 hours we do this show, it's not that pertinent that we watch baseball. So I'm asking you, Sean, is this show, and then obviously you're a big part of the show, are we done with baseball until 2025? Are you using baseball as something that's background noise? Are you going to be watching baseball up until the end of the World Series?
I can see a couple ways that I watch the playoffs. I think that A, elimination game. Well, background noise first. It's possible that, you know, on a Tuesday at 6 o'clock, I just turn this on.
What else is there to watch?
Whatever. Yeah. But I think what's more likely is probably elimination game. Like if we get a game five in the ALDS or an elimination game, AL or NLCS. Because at least the matchups are pretty good.
Yeah, they're not bad. I was looking at the bracket yesterday.
I don't really care about the AL Central. So the AL, I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. But the NL, I'm like, it's all division match. It's two division matchups in the NL. So that's interesting. So probably, I would say elimination games, or if I'm out at like a sports bar on a Saturday, because don't all the games start on Saturday?
The series?
Yeah, I think all the series start on Saturday. And so there'll probably be, normally there's like one or two TVs that are on baseball while the rest are on whatever football game, the college football slate. So maybe there's a situation like that. I remember last year I watched Clayton Kershaw give up like 17 runs in the first inning to the Arizona Diamondbacks. And then also watched, I'm not bringing this up to be mean, but I also, it was literally the game on, the TV next to it was Mario Cristobal not taking a knee against Georgia Tech.
Jesus.
Literally the TV next to it.
You know how many flashbacks I had to that particular sequence of events last Friday as that game was being reviewed, and literally the game was being reviewed. Either the Miami was going
to
win.
Yeah, the ACC had to decide who they wanted to win.
Yeah, of course. That's was a lot of the conversation from people. So I did say, they're going to steal this away from us again because, well, I'm not going to get into it, but he didn't fumble last year, but whatever. Mario Neal, we don't have this problem. So I think I'm there with you. Like I'm at a public place where a baseball game is on. I may take a look at it, but I'm not searching it out. Not now. I don't know when it'll be that time for me to be like, oh, I do know. Hate watching the Yankees. That is an avenue for me to start watching. If it won't be game one, but if the Yankees are on the verge of elimination, I'm watching that game.
Yeah, my rooting interest for the baseball playoffs is exclusively anti-Yankees, number one.
Anti-Dodgers,
number two.
Yeah,
I literally do not care who wins, unless it's those two teams.
Yeah, then I'm rooting against them. I don't need ESPN and baseball's perfect World Series, Yankees-Dodgers, anything but that. Like, there is some thing in me that goes, maybe one of them advances, so I can see that team lose, but obviously you're taking the risk, not that you have anything to do with it, of them winning a World Series. Yes, there, I found my avenue, rooting against those two teams, but particularly the Yankees. I grew up hating the Yankees, the Dodgers, whatever. I grew up in L.A., so the hate ain't the same, but yeah, there it is. I found it. I found my way to watching baseball after the Astros get eliminated. Hate watching the Yankees.
But this is where, like, it kind of has to be, for me, it has to be an elimination game or a game with some stakes because, like, are you going to tune in to Royals-Yankees game two?
On a Saturday during a college football Saturday? Like, no. Royals-Yankees game one, no. Royals-Yankees game two, no.
It has to be a weekday.
Yes, and preferably an elimination day for the Yankees. Then I will watch. I would hope it's at Yankee Stadium. That'd be great to watch sad Yankee fan realize another year down the drain because Aaron Judge fell apart. That'd be awesome. We will see.
That would be awesome.
But Sean laid it out. The NL has the division rivalry in both series. The Mets with their comeback yesterday, thanks to Alonso. They'll face the Phillies and then the Dodgers and the Padres in LA to start that series. All on Saturday. I guess they didn't want to fight the NFL. Could you have put them on a Friday to start?
Well, because I think they had
They couldn't put Mets Phillies on a Friday.
The wild card was going
to
be.
They did
Tuesday,
have to take
Wednesday,
into
Thursday.
Take into account what could happen in these series. So yeah, I guess it had to be a Saturday. It's baseball. I don't know the Venn diagram of who's a fan of college football combo, fan of baseball, but it is an interesting thing.
Yeah.
I don't care about the ratings, but it is an interesting thing to put all four of your games on that Saturday, mostly just to avoid the NFL. You didn't want the NFL swallowing up a couple of your series. You'll take your chance against baseball. I mean, against college football, I guess.
Yeah, because it's four games on Saturday and then just two on Sunday. So they are running from the NFL grind.
Scott Hansen's like, you better.
Yeah.
I will outrate you on Red Zone. Watch it.
He will.
He will. I mean, I'm not kidding.
The poll for my house will be.
if I had.
What are we thinking? Red Zone or Guardians Tiger?
Oh, that's an easy choice.
Yeah. No, we need Royals. I guess the NL. Yeah, Royals Padres. FU MLB.
Yeah, it would be their worst possible scenario.
Yes.
And I'd be
fine
with it.
Back-to-back years of World Series no one cares about.
Yeah. Outside people of the might two cities.
People might actually kind of care about the Padres.
They have star power.
Yeah, they have star power. But it's just, I mean, A, the other, it's L.A., Philly, New York in the NL. And also, I don't know, it's the Padres.
Yeah, it's the Padres.
They've been good like three times in my life, maybe.
If baseball could market, the Padres in the World Series would be great, but it's baseball and it's San Diego. It's not. Nothing can be done. Nothing can be done about that.
It'd be like, I guess the equivalent would be like the Texans making the playoffs.
Hey.
Where their star power, but I don't know. People outside of Houston do not care
like,
about the Texans.
Like NFL media is hyped on the Texans. I'm not sure anyone who's just a fan of football cares that much that the Texans have
exactly.
a lot of talent on their roster.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Is that in that way, it's like the people that, and I mean, just the fact that the NFL, like NFL media talks up the Texans and people actually listen for MLB media hypes up the Padres. And unless you're a Padres fan, no one listens.
No one cares.
Maybe an NL fan.
Yeah. Baseball's become very,
it's super regional.
And if, in your team, and only your team matters. I'm not sure when that happened.
Like, there's times where, like, I don't even know what's going on with, like, the Rangers. Like, it's not even regional. It's just, like,
your city. The team in your city.
The team I follow.
It's true. It used to be a very national sport. We know Sunday Night Baseball was a big deal, but I guess maybe with more access to watching games, it became less and less of a deal. So, that's where we are. Hate watching, and we're even making it more specific, elimination games for teams we hate. That's how this show will attack the rest of the baseball season. We're not used to it. We're not used to having to deal with not caring because our team is out.
And it has to be a pretty violently bad Monday or Thursday night football game.
Which was not the case yesterday.
Was not the case.
We had a banger in baseball. We had a banger in the NFL thanks to Kirk Cousins and the Tampa Bay Bucks. Come back. We'll get into that. I don't know if simply touching a ball when the center puts it down counts as a spot because the referee has to spot the ball before you can get a snap off. He did touch it, and I guess that might be enough. With 1 second to go, Kirk Cousins got his team in a position to get that spike, and then that game went into overtime, and of course the Falcons went on to win. So we'll get into that. A really good Thursday night game. We got the Texans on Sunday, the Bills in town. The Bills, who have not beat a good team yet. So if you have some questions about the Texans, and it's pretty much a pick 'em. The Bills, I think, are a 1-point favorite in that game. The first time the Bills saw a good team, they got dominated. Does that sound familiar to the team in the city? So we'll get into that. And James Palmer talked about the Texans locker room after their game against the Jags. We'll play the sound from that. Ryan McTaggart has some thoughts I think a lot of us have on the possibility of Alex Bregman coming back. So a lot to get to as we're just getting started here. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. And, of course, the college football weekend is upon us. We got some games Friday tonight. We have a couple ranked teams playing. Oregon playing. UNLV, yes, they are ranked. Maybe one of the contenders for the Group of Five playoff spot. They're in action tonight, too. So a lot to get to. We're just getting started. We will be back.
ESPN 97.5.
Kane is in the building.
This is the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
ESPN Ian Rappaport is reporting Joe Mixon is not expected to play on Sunday against the Bills. Makes some sense. Plenty of sense, actually. He has not practiced at all this week. We should suspect he won't be on the field today either. So, Joe Mixon, because of a hip drop tackle in week one, is now going to miss his fourth straight game. That's where we are. That's why the hip drop is an issue. People were very, like, NFL people, like, how can a linebacker make a tackle? Is he supposed to get dragged for 3 yards instead of dropping his weight on the back of a guy's leg? Yes, get dragged 3 yards. If not, a guy like Joe Mixon will miss a substantial part of the year. Of course, the flag wasn't even thrown. I think the player eventually got fined. But this is what we're talking about. It's not even a Mark Andrews thing where we knew that he was going to be out for almost the entire year. He did come back for the playoffs, I believe, for the Ravens. It's not even something that's broken. It's just a dangerous play where even when you avoid a ligament tear or a broken bone, you're starting running back. Now he got hurt in week two, right? So this is his third game overall miss. He was there for week two. Let me correct myself there. Your starting running back's missing at least 3 games and hasn't been able to practice yet. And, of course, Lance, who's not player-friendly, owns a free the hip drop shirt and wore it this week.
Oh, that's in poor taste.
Yes. Yes. It's a dangerous play. And now your starting running back is going to miss his third straight game. I don't know if we've seen a more blatant one this year. But we do have a star player missing time for it. So we'll see when Joe Mixon comes back. Damian Pierce didn't practice. There's no official announcement about whether he'll play on Sunday. But we can expect Cam Akers to be out there and Dare Ogunbowale to be his backup. And J.J. Taylor will probably get a couple of snaps here or there. So that's where we are.
Thunder and lightning.
Who? Which one's lightning?
And rain. One of them.
Thunder, lightning, and rain. Yes. All three of them will probably get snaps. Yes, we do need to make the weather comps for all three of them.
Dari had the game-winning touchdown, so.
He did.
I guess he's rain. I don't know.
He's probably more thunder. Cam is lightning. And JJ, the smallest of them all, is rain.
That's fine.
Yes, that's where we are. I would hope the Texans running game allows all three of those weather elements to play better. Or at least maybe there's nothing wrong with how they're playing, just more wrong with the line. Not get off on the penalties. That'd be great. I'm not even saying have five. Progress under double digits. That's what I'm asking for. And less than five on the offensive line.
Okay.
Less than five on the offensive line less than double digits overall. Because less than five on the offensive line probably guarantees you less than double digits because they're the ones committing most of the penalties.
Yeah, because you need like a couple PIs or something.
Yeah, and when Kamari Lassiter gets beat, he's not that close to commit PIs. I bring him up not just to throw some shade.
He's not close enough to foul. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, he's not even in the picture. I bring him up because some people have ignored his I wouldn't say willingness, but his propensity to getting beat deep, although the quarterbacks aren't completing the passes. I do appreciate Kamari Lassiter when he gets beat deep, which has happened in the Colts and the Jags game, when those balls are thrown way over the receiver's head for him not to do the DB thing where he goes incomplete. He locks him up. He does have some self-awareness
he doesn't go full Kareem Jackson.
Yeah, I got away with that one. But he is the ESPN pick for Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Through 4 games?
All of 4 games, yeah. Yes. I feel like it's early for that.
Yeah, I mean, it helps that there were no defensive first-round picks for the first, like, 15
That's
picks.
That's very true, yeah.
It was the guy for the Colts, Latu. That was the first one. And then Byron Murphy's missed some games for the Seahawks. And then I think like Dallas Turner, like it wasn't a great defensive player draft, or at least it wasn't a highly drafted defensive player draft. So that's kind of what gave him a shot. But yeah, I remember we were doing hot takes before the season started, and I think Paul threw it out there that what if Kamari Lassiter could be a defensive player or defensive rookie of the year? And we all laughed at him, but now look.
Look at him.
4-week victory lap.
Don't send him the article from ESPN Insider.
Who do you think sent it to me?
See? I told you.
Yeah. I don't think he captioned it with a C. Yeah, but I know what's coming in about an hour and a half.
Okay. So some of the numbers behind it, he's allowed opposing quarterbacks to go 4 of 12 with 123 yards and an interception. They do mention that he was beat by Brian Thomas on a double move that Trevor Lawrence just missed. There were some in the Colts game, too. So I'm glad he's getting his recognition. He has been put in a tough position. You're a rookie. Go start in the NFL.
Start on a team that wants to be good.
Yeah, and not just that. Start on a team where they have a legit, when healthy, star cornerback on the other side. So you are going to be targeted, yeah, or at least looked at initially for quarterbacks. And they're going to go after you because going after Stingley isn't a great move.
That's even a worse idea than going against Lassiter, who, like you said, he's gotten beaten deep, and they haven't been made to pay for it. But I think overall he's been about what you I guess more than what you expected when he got drafted, but probably about what you got what you expected once training camp and preseason started, and it was pretty like locked in that he was going to be the starter. I think he's been just like good enough. Like he has been good enough.
He has stood up to challenges, and that's what you're looking for, particularly from a rookie.
No complaints.
You don't want him to be a disaster. Now, some of it is just context. As I said, if some of those passes were completed, maybe we're having a different conversation about him. But they weren't, so we can have this one where
got a pick. Should have gotten two picks.
Yeah,
against,
one
Caleb.
Was taken away from him because of a defensive penalty. Was it?
Yeah, on the other side of the field.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with him. So he has done his job and held up at a position that's really tough. And we just hope it continues. And he'll see Josh Allen. Not a great wide receiver core. The Texans, how they're going to defend Josh Allen, I think the safeties and the linebackers are gonna be the bigger issue, considering how I think the Bills are going to want to move the football. Shakir is a guy who's dealing with an injury, so he could be a guy you don't see. And how do they match up against Knox and Kincaid? Those are guys that I think Josh Allen's going to lean on. Keon Coleman, they're going to line him up on the outside, and you can probably expect a couple back shoulder fade type shots, and that's his size coming into the equation. We know Stingley's not going to shadow anyone. If he's not going to shadow Jordan Jefferson, he's not going to shadow Keon Coleman. So who and where he lines up or who gets that assignment is going to depend on where he lines up. So you'll probably see some Stingley on him. You'll probably see plenty of Lassiter on him. And can those guys match up with the physicality? Because that's how they're going to try to attack them, the Texans. Those perimeter throws where, hey, my guy's bigger than yours. Make a play, and I think inside against Petrie and those linebackers.
Yeah, that's my biggest that's also my biggest worry is the big bodies that they have, especially Coleman. And we talked about how Trevor Lawrence didn't make him pay on some throws where his receivers won. You can say the same thing about Anthony Richardson in week one, who did get some big shots off. Probably could have had more intermediate stuff that worked for him. Josh Allen, he's going to make it pay.
Yeah, and the Texans, can I get any pass rush on him? The Danielle Hunter, with Thorpe. D'Amico has shown that he will blitz, considering his pass rushers have been hot and cold against the Bears. Great. We saw against the Vikings, they didn't really have much to do as far as messing with Sam Darnold. Although Danielle Hunter got a hit on him, Sam Darnold lipped off and came back in. And then last week, no real pressure on Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence missed throws because he's Trevor Lawrence, not because of the pressure that was on him or lack thereof. So can they get there with four? If they have to blitz and Josh Allen breaks that first wall of guys coming at him, then you have man coverage, backs turning, and that galloping giraffe is out there making you pay as you're trying to tackle him. And I see you, LaSalle, so we'll get to you when we come back. Anyone else want to get in? 713-780-3776. We'll talk Texans. What? We didn't play the sound on me because I didn't call for it, although I mentioned it yesterday. We didn't play sound from Justin Verlander. Justin Verlander, he spoke yesterday. It was Wednesday after the game. We'll play the sound a little bit later in the show. What are his thoughts about his future with the Astros? And as I mentioned before, Brian McTaggart has thoughts on Bregman. We'll get to that. And apparently there's an issue in NFL locker rooms. Ted Karras, an offensive lineman for the Bengals, says change needs to happen. And the players are getting together because the media, while they understand you have to do a job, the players would like you to do your job in a different way. So we'll hear from, of all people, a Bengals interior lineman. I guess he's their player rep, so he spoke for them. So we'll get to that. But first, let's talk about MyBookie. We are going to talk college football a little later, and there are some games tonight featuring ranked teams. UNLV is in action, Oregon is in action, and your Cougs are in action. Do they have a point total on MyBookie for the Cougs? You want to go over 3.5? I don't think it's that low. But maybe you can check it out. See if you can get the Cougs anytime point for the Cougs. Maybe you can try that on MyBookie, MyBookie.ag. I'm joking, but I'm not joking that much, because MyBookie lets you bet on anything, whether it is a very low point total for the hometown team or how many yards a particular quarterback might throw for. Anything and everything you can take advantage of at MyBookie. Remember, use that promo code BET975, and they will match that deposit up to $1,000. So whether you are a frequent gambler or just getting started, they are doing things to help your money go further. This is MyBookie's 10-year anniversary, so they've been around a long time, reputable. You should check them out, whether it be college football tonight or Saturday or the NFL on Sunday or Major League Baseball as the playoffs, at least the divisional round, get started on Saturday as well. Anything is up for you. Bet on anything, anywhere, anytime with MyBookie.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
I want to commend Kevin, our intern, listening to the show and did some research. So I'm going to call him Researcher Kevin from now on. He came in and told me that Josh Allen has yet to have a receiver reach 100 yards in a game, and none of his receivers have gotten to 200 yards. And he's also wearing a Bregman jersey. I don't know if that's in memoriam of Bregman's time as an Astro, but thank you to Researcher Kevin for that information. And it speaks to the Bills' lack of real talent or proven talent at the wide receiver position. Shakir's a nice player, but he's not a real outside guy.
He's their leading receiver, and he's also been ruled out for
week
5.
The reporting from Adam Schefter, and by reporting, he just watched press conference.
I was going to say, I think it was just McDermott.
Yeah, so reporting. Khalil Shakir out, and so is Ed Oliver. So the interior of that Texans offensive line won't have to deal with Ed Oliver. Oh, the homecoming ruined. Ed Oliver would have been back in town, and I'm assuming he'll make the trip. He just won't be playing, so that's good news for the Texans. And you hear, thanks to Researcher Kevin, that the wide receiver position ain't exactly a strength. So how do they get things done? The guy we have not mentioned yet, James Cook. James Cook is a guy who's gained more and more snaps, and that's really started last year. He's very important to what they want to do, particularly out of the passing game, particularly in the passing game and out of the backfield. So that's a guy to look for. The two tight ends and James Cook are the guys to look out for, particularly with no Shakir in the lineup for the Bills. So it's interesting to say this, at least for me. I'm not really afraid of the Bills' weapons. It just so happens to be number 17 that changes the math on everything for them. And his willingness at this point to dump the ball off, take the 6-yard gain, I think it's going to be a very frustrating watch unless the Texans are getting quick pressure. Because Josh Allen has become a guy who doesn't mind, I'm just going to dump it off to James Cook or one of my tight ends, and now it's second and four. And now anything you were planning to do defensively to get tricky, kind of out the window. We can run the ball here. We can convert on another short pass. He's fine doing that right now. He does have the turnover. He tried to get out of the pocket against Baltimore, and he got smacked a couple of times, one after the ball was already out of his hand because it was a strip sack. So that's the one. Oh, that's a Josh Allen-y play. But for the most part, he has not been that guy.
I was going to say, I think that was his first turnover this season.
I believe so. He's a different quarterback, at least this year.
He's been playing awesome. He's been insane. He's been, like you said, been spreading it around, too. That kind of goes into the stat from Kevin. He's been insane, and I would love for him to walk into NRG Stadium and have the ghost of Josh Allen past inhabit his body where he plays like he played in that wild card game, and he's throwing Hail Marys to a fullback and
laddering for no reason.
Could he just do that one time? Just I'm like offering – it's like offering like – a drug addict some drugs, like, please come on. You're back in NRG Stadium, have a little fun.
Need him scratching,
yeah, lateral it,
tweaking a little bit. That game came up. I was watching NFL Network here, and it came up. That's where the name Sugar High Allen came from, is because of that game. Now he has developed as a player. That was back when you're like, this Josh Allen thing is, what is this?
He might suck.
Yeah, he stinks. But he has found a way to become one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And now he's proven to be that guy at least through four games, even without Stephon Diggs. So we'll see, without another weapon in Shakir, how he plays. La Salsa, he wants to talk Texans. We'll get to him before we go to break. What's up, La Salsa?
What it is, Dilly Jelly?
It's not my name.
Anyway. All right, so the only way I'm watching baseball in 2024 is for Dodger tears and Yankee tears. And I got a question for you, Deli Jelly.
Not my name.
What is the over and under on Houston Texans cheerleader Chloe doing stuff on the internet? Let's go.
I don't know who Chloe is, and not that a lot of people would, but that's too close to home for me to put that on Houston Texans cheerleader. The buffer of Hollywood actress or model, I will do the OnlyFans thing, but not with the Texans cheerleader. The likelihood of me ever meeting this person is not high, and that's not the reason I won't do it. It's just, it feels in poor taste. Because usually what we know about cheerleaders in general, they're not high, they're not well paid. They generally have other jobs that are pretty normal. I don't want to do it if she's like a second-rate teacher. Not that precludes us, because we found those stories. Are you doing research on Houston Texans cheerleader Chloe?
Yes,
Sean?
Rookie to the squad from Louisiana, marketing director, signature dance style jazz. So, went to LSU.
The Tigers. So she had. So her real life job, or her big person, her adult job, I guess you might call it, is a marketing director?
That's just what the
Instagram says?
Occupation. No, this is from
on the website.
HoustonTexans.com.
Oh.
They have a roster and everything. One thing you should know about me is I'm a certified personal trainer and nutritionist.
Oh, very nice.
Love to travel, work out, spend time with friends and family, eat sushi and Mexican food.
Nothing about her plans to join OF, though.
Not that I can see, no. Now,
what if they did put that on the website?
Considering.
Depending on how the season goes.
247 Crystal Ball has me at 78% to have a...
Yeah, I don't know how you know of her. Did you go to the game, La Salsa, or do you always check out the new arrivals on the Texans cheerleader website?
Yeah, I was going to say, you can just go to the website.
Yeah.
I mean, I can... You know, there's Alyssa, there's Bailey, Brianna, Brooklyn, whoever.
Yes, she was a LSU cheerleader. Those pictures are on there, too. So I'm not doing that. I'm not putting a percentage on.
There's Kindle C and Kindle Z.
Well, you got to differentiate. Yes, there are a lot of them. I didn't know they had this deep of a roster.
I had to keep scrolling.
Yeah, there's There's so many cheerleaders. If you want to get in their comments, whether they're tweeting, saying,
They don't have
the, they don't have their social media on there, do they? They've learned the lesson.
Very smart.
Because they used to do where the ladies would have their Texans account, cheerleader account, and it would be like whatever Emma HTC in Emma_HTC Houston Texas cheerleader, and you know, they take a picture. What a beautiful day in H-Town, whatever the generic thing that they would type in. The guys in the comments, not as beautiful as you. Only thing brighter than your smile is the sun.
Yeah, no, I'm just clicking through different ones.
Are you putting percentages on all of them in your
head? No, I'm not. I'm just getting to know them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's nice. Maybe know. Hey, LaSalsa, maybe get to know Chloe before you ask questions like that.
I mean, you have Bailey, who went to Kilgore College in Texas A&M.
Very nice.
She was an international flight attendant this past year. She was able to travel the world and learn more about a variety of different cultures.
Oh, that's I love that for Bailey. We'll move on.
A lot of these girls like to work out, I've noticed.
Well, I mean,
that's a common theme in their I love to.
That's kind of be part of the job. When you're a cheerleader, maybe loving to work out should be a prerequisite. So we move on from that, a diversion into nonsense. We welcome it. We did a lot of football talk in a serious way. We even had a researcher.
We did? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did. We had a guy bringing stats. When has that ever happened on the show before?
No, I forgot about the serious football talk.
Oh, you've been distracted by Brianna. HTC Brianna.
This one's Alyssa, who went to Texas.
You must like Alyssa. She's got good taste when it comes to universities.
Yeah. We have something in common. Just saying.
Is that the only thing you two have in common?
Let me...
Are you going to do more bio research? Okay. What else is she interested in? Longhorn football? The Arch Manning... Is she the president of the Arch Manning fan club? Maybe you two have deeper interest than I thought.
Run? No. Play tennis? No.
Okay. Not a lot in common for you two?
I have done both those things.
But you don't like them like she does?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, there it is. Sean is getting to know the Houston Texans cheerleaders.
They should add their Instagram.
I would say, no, they shouldn't. Maybe, wouldn't they have their own Instagram of the Houston? Yeah, they have an HTC Instagram. So maybe the Instagram.
This is too many steps.
All you got to do is go under who HTC follows. It's not too many steps to go on the website and start reading things. But to go on Instagram.
All I had to do was type in Houston Texas cheerleader 2024 is the first thing that pops up.
Sean, you know, they also don't take the step of tagging them. I just went to the Instagram. They don't want to make it easy on anybody who has nefarious thoughts.
Of course not. They have to play a shell game. they have to.
Yeah, if you're going to try to make them uncomfortable by following them and then typing out your sweet weird comments to them, you're going to have to dive deep and follow the Instagram accounts of the Houston Texans cheerleaders, and then go into their following. Oh, they don't even follow the cheerleaders. Credit to them for not exposing them to the advances of some of our least desirable people in town. I applaud Texans cheerleaders for doing that. Only Texans cheerleaders can see all their followers. So you can't even go to their followers list and see if the cheerleaders are following the official account. Well done. Well done.
Defense.
Swarm. Swarm. You guys.
They're playing tremendous defense on the creeps.
Did D'Amico get into have a conversation with the social media camp manager about defense when it comes to protecting the identities of their cheerleaders? Credit to the Texans cheerleaders account. Well done. All the creeps that can't get to them in their normal ways. All right, Alex, I see you. You want to talk about this because that's not a surprise at all. We'll get into college football in the second hour because we have a short segment coming up here. Anybody want to get in on anything, 713-780-3776. But first, Sean, let's talk about Prize Picks.
Yes, I do want to talk about Prize Picks. I don't know if you can – actually, I do know. You can't put any more or lesses on DMs slid into by Texans cheerleaders, or not by Texans cheerleaders DMs. You can't put a number on that. I imagine it'd be very high. They do have some projections on some of the football action here tonight. We already mentioned the Cougs. Not that high of projections on the Cougs, I will say. Maybe want to go more with some of the TCU receivers to score. Maybe you like their quarterback to Josh Hoover to be thrown around. Whatever you want to get in on the action with, whatever interests you. Maybe you want to put in some Texans more or lesses. Maybe Josh Allen more or lesses. WNBA, college football, esports, MMA. There's a UFC fight this weekend. Anything you want is on Prize Picks. Just go to the App Store, download Prize Picks, use promo code MAPES to get $50 instantly when you play at least $5. That's promo code MAPES to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to get that money. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
ESPN 97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios is the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
Okay, we'll try to do this quick, and maybe it's a bookend and a closing chapter to our conversation. Alex wants to talk Texans cheerleaders, too. What's up, Alex?
Hey, guys. Delshawn. So I have some experience with this. Houston Texans cheerleader is not going to be more, 9 times out of 10, she's not going to be OnlyFans, extracurricular activities. What she's looking for is a high-value man who owns nightclubs, properties. They look for guys with money. They send these girls into the suite on game day. Who do you think that they're mixing with? They're not trying to talk to, like, Joe Blow and get his $3 a month for OnlyFans. They're looking for guys that they can secure with a leg lock, if you know what I'm saying. Like, they're looking for long-term viability.
So
they're not messing with regular guys. These girls are hungry.
Alex, can you explain to me how you have experience? You started off the call with, I have some experience with that. Don't have to incriminate yourself, but how do you know so much about this?
Okay, so I dated a girl, beautiful girl, comes from a family of beautiful sisters. One of the sisters lived this exact life. Like, it's insane. It's hilarious, honestly. Looking back on it, it's really funny watching her path and seeing how far she got. It's like, wow, you can really do anything if you believe in yourself. So, yeah, these girls are not, they're not trying to get your $20. They're not trying to get you to buy them a drink at the club. They're trying to ride in a G-Wagon to the chartered jet somewhere so they can go to Vegas. Like, that, these girls live on a different planet, my boy. They're not even great, honestly. They're not, like, special or spectacular. They just happen to be in a great position to capitalize on these high-value men that are just like, oh, pretty girl. Like, basically, if John Granata wasn't married to Wendy, they'd be fishing for him. Like, it's so stupid.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, to each their own.
Thank you, Alice.
Yeah, have a good show.
Appreciate that for an in-depth breakdown of what is going on at Texans games while we're watching the football game.
We always talk about, like, you know, you have to have played the game to have the most insight.
Yeah. Yeah, so
he didn't play the game, but it sounded like
he's been very close to the game.
Close to the game.
Yeah, he is an analyst of that particular game. I would push back on one thing. It would be John's friends they'd be going after.
Yes.
If John was not married. It's not John. John is the court jester to all those rich guys. They're like, oh, look at the funny radio guy. You want to come and join us? That's what he is. He ain't the guy. He's the guy who entertains the guys. He'll say something wild. Oh, I can't believe John said that. Nothing happens to him. And he'll drink a couple Coors Lights, and everyone's thrilled that John's around.
Yeah.
I don't get it, but it seems to work for him.
I did forget that part, that they do send him in the suites. Because the one time I've been in a suite, there was
a Texans cheerleader came in.
Yeah, they just send them in.
Do they have a? Do they have
take pictures with them?
Do they have?
That's cool. I don't. All due respect to
Courtney or whoever it is,
Jennifer and Isabella. I don't need a picture.
Yeah, it's not gonna get me through. Get me. It's not gonna. It's not gonna change my life to take a picture with you.
JJ Watt, Ring of Honor night. I was like,
Hey, you're in the way.
I want pictures of that guy.
I'm trying to watch this. So there it is. Now that's just one man's opinion. I can't speak to it. I've never experienced that. Unlike Sean, I've never been in the suite. Only time I'm actually in that building is while working. So appreciate it, Alex. John, hang on. You want to talk running back? You want to do serious stuff. Okay, John, we can do that too. Anyone else want to do serious or non-serious stuff? You can get in 713-780-3776. We're done with hour one. We will be back.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.